Those video calls are not just to say hi, hi. And then there is that lie of, but you know you are the one I'll marry. You are cheating yourself. Don't torture each other. And number 11, you can have demonic oppression and possession. There is a difference between oppression. When you are born again, majority of your battles are under demonic oppression. And oppression means, remember, spirits don't die and spirits don't give up. So when you relax spiritually, some demons will come to interrogate whether you're still on fire. And that's why we talk of oppression. When you are demonically possessed, it means there is a spirit that lives in you. There's a lady we were praying for, and a man targeted him in the spirit and saw the destiny of the girl. And the man was given an instruction that the only thing you need to do is sleep with that girl. And after you sleep with her, that will now connect you to her destiny. Meaning that she will never advance in life. She will work but never see results. But above all, no one will ever marry that girl. And this was a man who was consulting some marine power. And so the man slept with that lady. That was the target. And I don't know, but I want to believe he was willing to spend anything just to make sure he sleeps with that girl. And I remember we were with Pastor Kevin. We prayed for that lady. Usha yomba maka unetisha festival. Tuli pray to kakachini. The demon is still under our control, but it's not living. Because you can sense when a demon is defeated. The demon began to preach to us. And say, but your God is a God of mercy. Why can't you forgive me? Then, and then there's a place where they mention something, and I knew, hey, I'm in trouble. They said, wewe tulikuacha, wewe lakini unashinango metuvuruga. So, sikutaka ziongee sana. Now, now, before this lady got fully delivered, guess what the man said? He said, if I live her life, I will die. Because this was the covenant that I made in the sea. And do you know how the lady got delivered? The man screamed, and the lady was holding her stomach, and we asked her, what is happening? And the lady said, this man, I'm piercing myself with a knife. Because if I leave her, the queen of the sea will not forgive me. I'll die. And then the man said, I have entered into the sea. They have closed the door. It is over for me. So we knew someone has died. Because some of these spiritual transactions, they are so legal that you miss one law, you are gone. Is someone getting me? That's why sometimes, you know, people are becoming casual in our day. But what you don't know, there are things you can do in that realm. And when you come to church, it will not take one prayer. It will take a prayer and a walk. Do young people nendo wanafuruga wanafungua mapotol, then they come to church and then you hear, I want deliverance. It might not be a one day deliverance. It might take a walk of years so that this covenant can be broken, and it will be a walk of prayer and holiness. But people want magic. So we prayed for her, and you know, she said, you know, I've been this number of years working for these years, have nothing to show for. Literally, the man is succeeding at his expense. So, and I realized that that lady was demonically possessed. So every sexual encounter was not out of her will. It was the demon in her that was manipulating her destiny. It's a serious matter. Hallelujah. That's why some of the people sometimes you see in the streets, it's deep covenants. It's initiations. There are levels of prostitutions where people pay homage to the marine kingdom, because it's one of the most demonized entity, and it is possible to sleep with a carrier of a marine spirit and you live with that spirit. That you just thought, oh, you know, it was just a date. By the time you look at your life from this contact and where I am, the force of immorality that has followed your life, you can't even control your life. Listen, no matter how immoral people are, someone will always face themselves on the mirror and say, this is not me. I'm tired of this life. And that's where deliverance comes in. And deliverance is not magic. It's abandoning all. Because some people think deliverance is magic. They are moving from one kingdom to another. Sometimes you come to God and everything has to be left. Oppression is when a man slumbers in his walk. That's why sometimes even for those who go for missions. I was sitting with Pastor Eugene and we were sharing. And we said, some of you go to those schools. And some of the demons you are fighting, if you don't sustain your prayer altar, they will fight you. They have depression, they are dealing with sexual error, all those things. And you are there standing on Sunday powerfully. There is something called the law of counterattack. You have terrorized us in this 1,000. Now we are leaving. We are coming for you. So if you have no stature in the spirit, hey, in high school, nikipindi. Najua tu pigio makofi na mademo na sikia mazee. Sijai pigio makofi na mademo wengi hivyo. Buddha. And that's why you must have a balance. 2 Sundays in church and 2 Sundays for mission. Because you also need to hear the word and build your muscles in the spirit. Is someone getting me? That's why sometimes when I realize I've gone to meetings and the spirit of God is moving powerfully, I have to retreat and go and drink. Because if that does not happen, it will reach a place I'll begin to release emptiness. Ministry is out of an overflowing cup.